There's always a story that needs to be told, and even when that story's told, there's always more of the story that you still can tell. That's one of the reasons why filmmaking exists. Unfortunately, in these current times of reboots and sequels, there are many valuable stories that are left gathering dust. Now, thankfully, there's a film coming out this summer, which will bring you a real-life story that will not just entertain you, it will inspire you as well. It focuses on a group of youths from the slums of India who literally took on the world on the rugby field against all odds and with really very few expectations. Here to discuss the film Jungle Cry is one of the film's stars, executive producers, and by the way, also a one-time Jersey girl, Emily Shaw. How are you, Emily?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Terrific to have you here to talk about this story that's told in Jungle Cry, because we certainly get exposed to sports stories over and over and over again. Maybe that's the downside, because it makes us forget, and when one pops up, it makes us forget about the one that came before it. And this is a story of a bunch of kids that I think deserves a lot more than it's been given as far as respect, dedication, and the effort to remember who these kids are, because it changed lives, and you figure it took one person at the core to make all this happen. That just makes it all that more an amazing story.
Absolutely. And we were able to tell the story in such a positive light, and had blessings from the school and Mr. Paul Walsh, who was from the UK, who were able to narrate the story in the most detailed way possible. So because of Kalinga Institute of Social Sciences, the rugby coaches, and the World Rugby Union, we were able to bring this story to a film.
Now, talk about what the background is, what the backstory is about all this, because as I said, these were a bunch of kids who were brought together, and this one individual, the one coach, had to try to build a team out of all this.
Absolutely. So there's a school in India. It's called Kalinga Institute of Social Sciences, and it's in the state of Orissa, which is the most poverty-driven state in all of India. And within this state, there are about 52 tribal communities that have their own languages and own dialects. So these students come from all different walks of life, can't even understand some of their own classmates that may live a mile away from them. And they come to the school where they are provided with food and education, clothing, and a roof over their head and a bed to sleep at night, which some of them have never experienced in their lives before. So they come to the school to be educated, and they're playing soccer, where a coach, Rudra Singh, has brought them together. And so the coach brings them together to play soccer. However, Mr. Paul Walsh from the embassy of the UK comes and visits the school and see these boys playing. And because they come from these tribal communities, they're very rugged and tough. And he comes from a rugby background, so he sees these boys playing soccer and suggests that they play rugby instead, to which the coach says, absolutely not. We don't even know what rugby is in India. We don't play it here. They've never even heard of this sport, so it's not happening. And Mr. Paul Walsh says, well, actually, there's a Junior World Rugby Cup in 4 months, and if they don't play this year, then they will age out. And I really think they have the capability to play in this tournament. And the coach is not for it and is not on board and absolutely disagrees with it. But he has the blessings from the school to go forward with coaching these kids rugby. And so he does that exactly. And he teaches them how to play. And the kids aren't exactly motivated or not excited about playing rugby. But day by day, they learn the sport and become a little bit more motivated. And then the coach, Rudra Singh, eventually jumps on board and says, okay, I'm going to be a part of this. And this journey, and they take them to England, where they play in the World Cup, and they can only afford to lose one game. And the very first game that they play is against the Langa Lions of South Africa, who were the current reigning champions. Unfortunately, they end up losing the very first game. And so it is a huge stress factor to the coach, to the school, to Mr. Paul Walsh, because that's their only standing opportunity, and that's their last chance to lose. And so they end up playing the rest of the games, and just by fate and by luck, they end up outrunning the other team and end up winning the World Cup.
And no, we're not spoiling the end of the film, because you can do a Google search and find that part, but it's the middle.
Yeah.
It's the middle that's the key of everything.
Absolutely.
And talk about your role as the physiotherapist for the team, because if I read right, that was not a role that was intended originally for this film.
So the sports physio was actually not even in the script. It's not even in the true story. In fact, my role is the only fictional role. When I received this script, to work on it on the production side, I thought to myself, why not add a female element to the script? Rugby is a very tough sport, and it's male driven, and most of the characters in here in the story were all males. There was not one female aspect, so I knew that the script needed that feminine touch to it and that gentle side of rugby, which my character Roshni Tucker brings into it. So we created this character and created how her impact would be with the boys and how the boys' impact would be on her, and it makes this beautiful story between the two and brings this softness to the sport of rugby.
Or with Emily Shaw, her new film Jungle Cry coming out this summer. She's not only one of the stars, also executive producer on Twitter at Real M Shaw. And you were listening to Issues and Ideas. That's SHAH, by the way. The casting the kids for this film, did you want kids who could play individuals who didn't know anything and come up into the level where the characters have to come up to? Or did you want kids who would start from scratch and literally parallel what the kids in the real story had to go through?
We actually, when we casted this film, we actually casted rugby players because we knew that if we casted actors, there was no way we would be able to get them physically in shape in time for the film to shoot. And so it was easier to teach rugby players how to act. And these boys were so open and honest and vulnerable when it came to their acting methods. And because I'm an actress, I was able to help along, and I speak the language as well. So I was able to communicate with them and help them on their acting skills, as well as an acting coach that was on set at all times. So we really focused on the rugby element, and it worked out perfectly. I mean, these boys were naturals, and some were better than others, and you can see them shine on the screen. And I've seen a rough edit of them, and they've done such a terrific job.
Didn't you have one of the kids who I think was the team captain, who's now in his mid-20s, serve as a sort of a consultant for everything?
Yes, he came. He actually came to the UK with the boys, and he is one of the captains for the India team and one of the coaches as well. So he was part of the original team that went in 2007, and now he was a chaperone there. So it was quite touching to see his story being unfolded, just right before his eyes.
And he's also a trainer at the Institute, again, if I read correctly.
That's right, he is. Yeah, so he's a coach for the rugby team there.
When it comes to making films like this, because, I mean, you've had a blessed opportunity through your career. I mean, when you're assisting someone like a Clint Eastwood, for example, you have two options you can go into something position like that with. You could take it as a job, or you could take it as probably one of the most opportune times to learn everything you possibly can from someone who's done everything you possibly can. When you look at your career back, how challenging is it to look at opportunities and say, okay, this is the one I go for instead of that one?
I usually follow my gut instinct on that. I know how hard I can work, and I always look at a job and say, is this going to challenge me or is it not? And I usually go with a job that is going to challenge me. I think when we come out of our comfort zone and we are challenged mentally and physically is the only time that we ever grow. So with anything that I do, whether it's production work or whether it's an acting job or a career, I always pick the one that I face the most challenges with.
I mentioned Jungle Cry is still going to premiere worldwide, but you did have a showing at the Cannes Film Festival. What was the reaction? How did you receive that?
When we took it to Cannes, we premiered the trailer, and there was not a dry eye or a touched heart in the audience. And I think just from seeing that trailer, which is about, I want to say it's about 2 or 3 minutes, if we got a reaction in just those small amount of time, I can't imagine what we're going to get with the film. So I'm so excited for everyone to see this. And I know that it's a feel-good story, and it's something that every single person from any age and any background can watch and relate to.
That's... A lot of people are going to watch this and look at their lives to varying degrees and say, I can do that too.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter where you come from or what language you speak or how much even food you can eat. I mean, these boys were half the sizes of the boys from South Africa and Germany and England. I mean, it wasn't even a comparison. So none of this defines you, and it's all about your mental capacity and what you know or what you think you can bring to the table.
It is indeed going to be a very human story that you're going to see on film. Do we have a more specific time for its release here in the States yet, or is that still to be determined?
It's still to be determined. The Rugby World Cup is happening, I believe, mid to late September. So I know that they're trying to push her release date around that time. So hopefully we'll have a worldwide release, including in the States, around late summer, early fall.
Well, tap this film title into your note on your smartphone and remember A Jungle Cry, because this is going to be a film that you will want to see because of the story that it tells and really the young heroes that it pays tribute to. Through the work of many people, including in real life, the various coaches, the trainers, everyone that had to make the real story happen, and the people, including my guest here today as an executive producer and one of the film stars who is bringing this story to you, Emily Shaw. Thanks so much for telling this very important story and for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.